Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, July 13th, 2023, 9.06 a.m. Happy you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. And as mentioned, it is Thursday, which means, of course, we've got a special visitor joining us from the Times Independent. Joining us now, Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. And another good edition of the Times Independent available now. Tell us about what's in this latest edition, Sophia.
Yeah, our biggest story this week is about Utah Raptor State Park north of Moab. The park is close to breaking ground after water-related delays slowed potential construction. The state park for a while had delays searching for usable groundwater, but park manager Josh Hansen has reported that they've drilled a usable well. They have all the water rights they need, and they are ready to start breaking ground on the first phase of construction, which includes roads, campgrounds, a visitor center, and interpretive panels.
Well, very good. That's exciting news. I know it's been several years. It's been a lot of years in the making, I guess, the idea of getting this area designated as a state park. And just again, for folks that don't know, describe kind of where it is, Utah Raptor State Park, excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely. Utah Raptor State Park is in the Dalton Wells and Willow Springs area, about 15 miles north of town, north of Moab, off Highway 191. And it was created primarily to celebrate the area's rich paleontological history. The area has yielded so many dinosaur bones, which has led to the creation of multiple new species, you know, not only the Utah Raptor, but Moabosaurus, which I did not know was a dinosaur, but absolutely is. And secondarily, the park is also going to recognize the area's cultural history, since it was also the site of a Civilian Conservation Corps camp that was later converted into a Japanese internment camp during World War II.
Well, that's important recent history. Going back to that really ancient history, what kind of dinosaur was a Moabosaurus? Do you know?
I looked it up, and Moabosaurus was a huge kind of a vegetarian dinosaur, kind of like a stegosaurus, so very high off the ground, long neck, probably like the gentle giant, whereas a Utah Raptor was smaller, had sharper claws, and I think may have been more of a predator.
Well, there you go. If you like vegetarians or meat-eating dinosaurs, you got one of each represented in the Moab area. Well, that's good. That's exciting. Good news to hear about that groundbreaking moving forward. Tell us what else you've got. You got quite a bit of news on the front page, some nice photos along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, a lot of our front page, kind of the stories tied into one another. So we have two stories about moisture/fire season. The moisture story has to do with the fact that this region and the state as a whole is still reaping major benefits from our phenomenal snowpack and water year. But meteorologists are starting to keep an eye on the dry, hot weather we've had. We are at the edge of the heat dome that's dominating the American Southwest, and there is some concern that if our monsoon season is lackluster, that things could start to dry out very quickly, you know, heading into late summer and early fall.
Oh, very good. Well, as you mentioned, that really leads in well to the other story, the first real fire of the season in the region.
Yes, a rollover on Interstate 70 right around the Utah-Colorado border on Monday afternoon sparked a fire that, as of press time, had grown to 1,800 acres and drawn 100 firefighters. So far, you know, no structures were damaged, but there were many people on the field, or on the ground, rather, the last we heard.
Yeah, last we heard as well, too, you know, they felt pretty confident that they were going to have it contained by last evening, and haven't heard any updates, which I think is something, no news is good news. But, you know, it shows how quickly, you know, a little spark can grow in some of these conditions.
Absolutely, especially, you know, it's been hot and dry, and I'm sure folks have felt the strong winds we've been having, which dries things out even faster and spreads fires when they do start. So certainly, you know, fire conditions are happening in this area right now.
Oh, very good. Well, again, it's another full edition of the Times Independent. There's lots of news in the interior, And sounds like we maybe lost Sophia, but latest edition of the Times Independent is available now. You can get it at newsstands throughout the area and also online at moabtimes.com. That's Sophia Fisher. She's been chatting with us this morning again, reporter with the Times Independent. Appreciate her joining us. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
Hello? Hey, man, I saw your post today, and I thought I'd give you a call. You good?
Reaching out is suicide prevention. Learn more about preventing suicide at liveonutah.org.
Meet Sinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Sinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Sinch IT.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, July 13th, 2023, 9:15 a.m. on this Thursday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing awesome.
Good.
Beautiful day in the Red Rock country.
It is indeed. It's been warm as of late, but it's been nice as well. Well, we've got lots of local news and happenings for you this morning on the Red Rock Morning Show. Lots of different items to bring to you, including a reminder that street sweeping is happening in Monticello this week as well. They had to stop last week, so be sure to clear your cars off the streets as they get ready for the Pioneer Day celebration next weekend. Taking a look, there's a bunch of other events and items to be aware of. This evening, Restoring Ancestral Winds, a nonprofit, is hosting the Harm to Healing Community Discussion on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. That's tonight from 6 to 8 at the Bluff Community Center. It's on 3rd East and Mulberry. Restoring Ancestral Winds hosting the conversation, where small group discussions will be held in safe, supportive setting to discuss the missing and murdered relatives in Native American communities. Feedback will assist the group in contribution to a report being compiled that will guide the Utah Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Task Force in making recommendations to the Utah legislature that will improve response to families facing those crimes. So again, that's tonight in Bluff, 6 to 8. At the Bluff Community Center. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the Dolores Summerfest is returning this weekend, July 15th. It's going to have music, car show, and family fun. It'll be in Flanders Park from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They'll have a beer garden as well, and like I mentioned, car show, a bunch of different fun activities there in Dolores this weekend as part of their summer fest. So that's this weekend. You can read more about that in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. One more bit of news information. Emory Telcom is having an event tomorrow. Local company is inviting the public to attend a grand opening to celebrate their new office in Monticello. They'll have treats, goodie bags, and giveaways from 9 to 1 at their office, 17 South, 300 East in Monticello. It's right there near the Maverick, across the street from the Maverick. In 2021, Emory Telcom formed a new subsidiaries, eFiber Moab and eFiber San Juan, and was granted the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to allow them to be a rate of return regulated telephone company in the counties of Grand and San Juan, and that allowed them to complete fiber-to-home project in Grand and San Juan County. As rate of return regulated entities, the new companies had to agree to charge reasonable rates and maintain a high level of reliability. It will result in some changes to the pricing structure, but also guarantee that rates remain reasonable. So we'll be speaking with representatives from Emory Telcom likely tomorrow morning on the morning show. And again, they'll have that grand opening event tomorrow in Monticello from 9 to 1.
The new warehouse on East Center Street, I think 300 East Center Street. Really a nice place.
17 South, 300 East, yeah.
It's they finished it last year and have been waiting for the right time, and tomorrow's the right time. It should be a great event.
Yeah. Yep. Should be a good time. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As we mentioned, there's quite a bit going on this weekend, and you'll be sure to hear more of that in the upcoming community calendar. We'll take a break, send you that, and be back. Actually, before we do, we have funerals and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, we have a few to announce. Graveside services for Barbara Montella of Blanding will begin at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. That's July 18th at the Blanding City Cemetery. She passed away on July 8th. Funeral services for Nicole Sliding, age 36, of the Moab area, are Wednesday, July 19th at 11 a.m. at the Moab LDS Chapel on 400 North. Graveside services for Roger Dwayne Martin are set for Thursday, a week from today, July 20th at the Dove Creek Cemetery at 10 a.m. And a celebration of life for Lewis Weldon Jones begins at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July 20th at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be right back.
Hey, Justin here. Performance Ford of Moab. I'd like to take a moment and invite our local community into the new dealership. New ownership means new opportunities, such as a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as new Shelby and Roush performance vehicles. And there's a lot more to come. Stop in today. Come see what the buzz is about. 1805 South Highway 191. Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics in Price and Monticello. Adjusting to braces can be a tough transition in the beginning with the pressures of school, sports, band, and other commitments. That's why summer is a perfect time to think about braces. You get a complimentary consultation, including your individualized treatment plan. We work with nearly every budget, and we offer a price match guarantee. Let us make your summer one that will last a lifetime. Give us a call today, 435-637-2222.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
What's going on?
The Cortez Farmers Market is open at the southwest corner of Main and Elm Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30. Visit shopcortez.com or the Cortez Farmers Market Facebook page for details. The Dolores Summerfest starts at 11 o'clock Saturday morning and runs all day with a car show, live music, a kids zone, a beer garden, food, and vendors. Check out visitdolores.com for info. It's Grand Summer Nights in Mancos on Saturday, featuring food, drinks, kids' activities, art demonstrations, and live music. It kicks off at 4:30. Check MancosValley.com for all the details. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, July 13th, 2023, 9:25 a.m. Bill, July 13th.
July 13th. Today is National Gruntled Workers Day. Every year on July 13th, the opposite of disgruntled workers unite to celebrate their jobs. So we hear so much about disgruntled everyone. It's time to get gruntled. Today's the day for you gruntled people out there. Let's unite. In a world of increasing disgruntlement, unite with fellow gruntled workers and find ways to spread the positivity of work by appreciating the work of others around you. You can always use social media to make your message more widespread and, who knows, maybe start a movement. National Gruntled Workers Day. There's a whole bunch of bosses going, hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And workers going, oh, no. These guys will come up with anything. It's also Embrace Your Geekness Day. If you're into any sort of fandom and not afraid to show it, Embrace Your Geekness Day is for you. So dust off your wizarding robes or collect those Pokemon balls or charge up your lightsabers. It's National Embrace Your Geekness Day.
There you go.
There's a lot of people going, hey, that's for me. Today in history, Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest was born today in 1821. He was nearly unbeatable cavalry leader in the Civil War for the Confederacy. And afterwards, he also started the Ku Klux Klan.
Yikes.
Yeah, he was a tough guy. Forrest Gump was named after General Bedford Forrest.
Mm.
So there's some good that came out of Forrest.
Yeah.
Anyway, 39 years ago today, July 13th, 1984, the number one song was When Doves Cry by Prince. And 38 years ago today, 1985, was the Live Aid concert in London and Philadelphia. Incredible concert, 1.5 billion people watching on TV, and these massive crowds in Philadelphia and at Wembley Stadium in London. I think the performance by Queen is considered one of the greatest live performances ever. That was 38 years ago today. Birthdays today, Patrick Stewart is 83, the actor Patrick Stewart. He's had some interesting roles. And speaking of interesting roles, Harrison Ford, 81 years old today, starring in an action movie this week. And, of course, he's Indiana Jones, and he's also, who is he in Star Wars?
Han Solo.
Han Solo. As a one-armed guy, I always thought Han Solo was a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 81 years old for Harrison Ford. I remember at one point in time, they listed like the 10 highest grossing movies of all time, and Harrison Ford was in 7 of the 10.
Wow.
Yeah, so quite a career.
So Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
And American Graffiti.
Hmm.
He was the cool guy in American Graffiti. That's kind of... That's interesting legacy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Here's my thing. As a one-armed guy, you're like Han Solo. Why wasn't Luke Skywalker named Han Solo?
Oh, there you go.
They had the names wrong in the script or something. Could add a little foreshadowing there.
Wow.
Anyways.
Man, I'm going to be thinking about that. Actor Bob Crane was born today in 1928. He was... Colonel Robert Hogan in Hogan's Heroes. Anyway, everyone who grew up in the 70s watched Hogan's Heroes every afternoon. He had a pretty shady life, though, but Colonel Hogan. There's all these, it's really a renaissance in Native American-themed TV shows, and they do a remake of Hogan's Hero. They call it Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah.
I haven't trademarked that, so if someone listening, hey, that's a good idea, then you can have
it. It's yours.
I'm not going to fight you for it.
That's what he says. once you make a million-dollar TV show, he may come asking for something.
Yeah.
For a hand. Handout.
Local birthday today for Corey Razor. And also Annie Anderson Bringhurst has a birthday today. Happy birthday. Birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. And we appreciate the calls.
Yes, we do. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As it's summer, it also means we've got the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, publication of the San Juan Record and the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, number 33 on the list is a drive in Montezuma Canyon. Drive through Montezuma Canyon is a drive through history. Canyon features intriguing homes, ancient and modern, spectacular scenery, caves, canyons, wildlife, and more. You can access the canyon on Highway 191 between Monticello and Blanding, or down in Montezuma Creek as well. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the Inn at the Canyons, Monticello's largest hotel, and the Four Corners' largest indoor pool. We've got breakfast, free Wi-Fi, oversized parking, and great rates here in Monticello. And you may want to consider booking ahead of Pioneer Day. If you got family coming to town. So.
And we have another birthday today, a local birthday. It is Natalie Freestone's birthday day today. So
awesome.
If you see Natalie, if you know Natalie, wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Natalie. That's awesome. Very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and send you off to the on-air job fair, and we'll be back with the sports report here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonitech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premium, including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career at tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist and a severe special education teacher at HMK Elementary. Part-time or full-time lunch aide slash cooks, paraprofessionals at Grand Preschool and HMK Elementary, 3 full-time custodian positions, a head basketball coach at Grand County High School, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including in the operating room, and seeking an operating room manager and a dialysis unit clerk. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, for summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
It's the grand opening of the Emery Telcom Monticello office, and you're invited. Join Emery Telcom July 14th from 9 to 1 for food, goodie bags, and giveaways as they officially open their brand new office at 17 South 300 East in Monticello. Now, more than ever, Emery Telcom is your local advantage. Visit emerytelcom.com or call 435-298-8023 today to save up to $30 a month on high-speed internet. And come check out the Monticello Grand Opening July 14th from 9 to 1.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Thursday, July 13th, 2023, 9:39 a.m. As part of the morning show, we got the sports report now, and that includes the latest out of the Tour de France.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're interested in the Tour de France around here. Sepp Kuss, a rider from Durango, world-class rider, is 11th overall in the big race, his 21-stage Tour of France, and he's 11th place overall. He's dropped a little bit in the last couple days, but still right up in there. He's a member of the Jumbo-Visma team, whose leader, Jonas Vingegaard, is the overall leader, so he kind of has a responsibility to his team in addition to his personal stuff. So, but anyway, he's having a great Tour de France and in the top 11 right now. Nielsen Paulus, a Native American, 26-year-old Californian and member of the United Tribe, is still the king of the mountain as the overall top climber in the race, and he's got a bit of a lead. He's going to be challenged here as next few days, as they have a lot of races and a lot of points up in the mountains. So that's very interesting. And also another Durango area rider, Quinn Simmons, had to drop out a couple of days ago. He was in an accident and held on for a few days, but on Sunday he had to drop out. So anyway, it's kind of interesting to be following the Tour de France again after several years of decreasing interest.
Yeah, that's really cool. Local connections there.
But, you know, you'd think with our mountain biking, spectacular mountain biking here, and the beautiful Red Rock country, Durango is a center for mountain biking, and so we've got these two local riders.
Yeah, I was on vacation about a year and a half ago, and we rode the Million Dollar Highway, went from up in Ouray down into Durango, and saw a ton of people on Saturday morning that were just hoofing it up that big mountain. So yeah, it's a good place to train for it, I guess.
Yeah.
But man,
this Quinn Simmons is the national champion, American national champion. And anyway, so good luck.
Yeah. Well, very good. We're looking at other regional reports. MLB All-Star break is wrapping up, and tomorrow the Rockies will host the Yankees, and the Diamondbacks will be in Toronto. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.